Hi, you're listening to Roberta Jerram from GiantPotential.com, the website that supports women in business and women entrepreneurs. Now, today, I have the pleasure of interviewing one of our GP experts, Kate Gerry. Now, Kate helps business owners transform the way they work. Renowned for creating calm where there was once chaos, Kate's a specialist in productivity and online business management. The creator of Dream Teams and Simple Sexy Systems, Kate helps business owners create smarter ways of working. She has been featured in the BBC News, the Daily Express, and Fabulous magazine as a productivity expert and is a regular guest on TeleSummit speaking about how to transform your business by managing your time more effectively. That's something that I know many business owners need help with. Now, today we'll be sharing some of her expert guidance and practical tips with us about how to overcome the chaos of our email inboxes and banish overwhelm forever. I am so thrilled and excited that she's here with us today, and I can't wait to hear what she's going to be sharing with us. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you so much, Roberta. It's great to be here.
Now, should we just dive straight into this?
Yes, that sounds brilliant. I was just about to say, would you like us to dive straight in?
Email overwhelm, Kate, I know is something that I think, I really believe most business owners are faced with. Mm. Is it really possible to banish email overwhelm forever? Isn't it just something that we need to put up with as part of running our businesses?
That's a brilliant question, Roberta, and I think you're probably not alone in asking that. I'm sure other people listening on this line right now are thinking, really? Isn't it just something that, yeah, goes with business, as you just said, exactly. And yet I think, well, to answer that question in a nutshell, yes, emphatically yes, it really is possible to banish email overwhelm forever and really conquer the chaos of our inbox. And I'm speaking here as somebody that really honestly used to completely battle with my inbox. I pride myself on being quite an organized person. I guess I have to be quite an organized person with what I do for a living. But honestly, email was the bane of my life. I had a crazy idea back in 2011, beginning of 2011, I think. I was working with a client one-to-one, and really supporting her backstage, if you like, with her systems and things for her business. And I had this crazy idea to say to her, oh, copy me in on all your emails so I can really, you know, see what's going in. Now, she did that. She also had a team to copy me in. She had three team members all in the States at the time. And I can't tell you, Roberta, how many emails she got a day. But I was already struggling managing my own inbox. I know you may ask, why on earth did I suggest her copying me
as well? Yeah.
I thought, well, you know, it'll give me a good insight. And to be honest, I'd done it before with other business owners, and it had kind of worked. But this business owner really so many emails, and I think for me, it absolutely brought that to the head. How I was dealing with email just wasn't effective. And I think the key thing here is time. I know you mentioned it in your introduction to me, thank you. Yeah. But I think for all of us as business owners, our time is so, so precious. And when we're spending time wading through, sorting out, or like me in that situation early 2011, just going, help, you know, just opening my inbox and going, help, something has to shift. And for me, that incident, that experience was the beginning of my real quest into, isn't there another way to do this? And I know through our call today we're going to be sharing some takeaway tips and things that practically you can do straight away, which is great. But I think at this point I just want to say it is to do with time, and it's also to do with who we're actually being going into our email inbox. I know in the work I've done, literally in the past couple of months, Roberta, and before, probably back over the last 6 months or so, with business owners around email, I'm actually been shocked how epidemic this issue is. I mean, probably at the height of where I was feeling panicked around emails, I don't know, I had probably a couple of thousand. But the largest number, and I'm sharing this partly to, I guess, reassure anybody listening as well, but the largest number I've now ever dealt with a business owner is 190,000 unread emails. That's in one inbox. So quite honestly, I've been shocked at how epidemic this issue is. And when I said it's about who we're being, if you imagine walking into your office, physical office, and I'm going to take that example just because it is so extreme, but imagine having 190,000 bits of paper with to-do written on them all as you open your office door. I mean, you'd just freak out, wouldn't you? It wouldn't work. It really wouldn't work. And yet, now you might not have 190,000 emails in your inbox unread, but let's take it down. Let's take it down to a few thousand or a few hundred even. But that's really what it's like. We open our inbox and everything is calling for our attention, going to-do, 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 and probably not in that nicer voice. So it's time to put our business owner hat on and go, look, I wouldn't tolerate this anywhere else. This is not an effective way for me to run my business. And you know, we're in our email inbox all the time, aren't we? So it's a tool that we're using every single day. And if every single day we have that feeling of, oh, do I have to go in there and see all that stuff, it drains our energy. It
makes you reach a point where you just avoid it, don't you? And that's obviously not a good way to run a business either.
No, that's
all you're missing. You know, you can't sift through everything and find the important stuff sometimes.
That's right. And that's not only frustrating, it's overwhelming, it's depressing, quite honestly, and it's stressful. And so the answer to your question, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And yes, it takes something. And that first step really is making that decision and saying, okay, just like I did in 2011, enough is enough. There has to be another way. Put your business owner hat on. That's really the first step and say it's time for a change.
Yeah, and I like what you say about being, you know, as you say, business owner hat. So when it comes to managing our inboxes, what would you say is the biggest mistake that a business owner makes? What evidence have you seen?
That's a good question too. I think there's a couple, but the one that first of all springs to mind, just going back to the actual inbox itself, is we leave stuff sitting in there. And I know why that happens. I know because it happened for myself, and pretty much every business owner I've spoken to has said something along the similar lines. It's we leave stuff sitting in our inbox because, quite honestly, we don't know what to do with it. And there are a couple of reasons that things stay sitting in our inbox or we don't know what to do with them. And one is emails that it's almost like a cartoon, Roberta. It's like we read them and we know we have to do something with them, but we don't know what we have to do with them, so we mark them as unread. And then next time we go back into our inbox, they're still sitting there unread. So then we read them, remember that we read them before, and then still don't know what to do with them. So mark them as unread again. Or maybe you're not marking them as unread. Maybe you're just leaving them as read. But then they just stay sitting there. And there can be a couple of things around those emails why we don't know what to do with them. One could be somebody's asked you for something, for example, via email. You might even have pinged them a reply, and maybe they've replied back to you. But now you need that as a record, but you don't know what the next action is to take around it. Maybe you're even waiting for something that they've said they'll come back to you with. So you kind of leave it in your inbox as a reminder. But the problem is with doing that, when you leave it in your inbox as a reminder, it's not on its own. It gets buried under 10, 20, 30, 50, I could go up, I won't, other reminders. So now it's stopped being an effective reminder, and we're back to kind of really honestly using our heads as a reminder system, which I don't know about you, Roberta, but my head isn't a brilliant reminder system. In fact, it tends to remind me of things when it's the most inappropriate time. And when it comes to emails, I know for a lot of business owners that inappropriate times when you're going to bed trying to relax, thinking, oh, did I get back to that person? Did they answer? I don't know. So our inbox is not an effective to-do list, if you like, or reminder system. And one of the biggest mistakes business owners make is trying to use it in that way. So it's kind of stuck energy, if you like. We don't know what to do something, so we leave it in there. And, of course, those emails really, really mount up. There's another mistake that I'll touch on here, and this is from my own past experience. I thought, I know what I'll do with those emails. You can tell by my laugh, it didn't work. I thought it was going to work, but it really, really didn't work. In fact, it let me down another whole part altogether. But I thought, okay, stuff I've read, and this is really stuff that I thought, I've read it, but I need to keep a record of it. You know those emails that come in that you think they're too important to just delete or get rid of? I need to keep a record of them. So my amazing solution, and I'm saying that, don't take this away as an amazing solution because you'll get in a pickle, was to create a folder. Now, that's not rocket science, is it? And I'm sure, actually, people listening may be in one of three places, actually. One, you may have started using folders. Two, you may never have used folders and kind of know about them, but just never really know what to do and don't use them. Or I guess the third place is you know they exist, you think it might be a good idea, but you're not really sure how to start in using them. And so one of the biggest mistakes, and certainly I put myself in this camp, was I thought, I know, I'll create some folders. So the emails that came in that I didn't know what to do with sat there, and they were the ones I wanted to keep. I'd done something with them, but I didn't know what next to do. They kind of needed keeping. And so I created some folders. And you can probably guess the end of this story, which is more emails came in, so I created more folders. And then more emails came in, and I created more folders after that. And eventually, Roberta, I had so many folders. It was like looking at, 80 different inboxes all the time, because although they were all segmented beautifully, you know, they were in alphabetical order, which my email system did automatically, thank goodness, I just couldn't remember what was in each one. There were too many. And quite honestly, that list of folders started looking really overwhelming. In fact, I even took it to the point, this is at the beginning of 2011, by the way, back when the story I was sharing earlier started. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll put the letter A in front of really important folders, and they'll go to the top.
Ooh, this is sounding familiar.
I know. How many important folders can you get to with the letter A in front of them? And now you've got two lists of folders. You've got your old ones and you've got the A ones, and oh my gosh, they're all just in a pickle. So I don't recommend using that as a solution, by the way, just in case anybody listening is thinking, oh, good idea. It starts off feeling very organized, but very quickly.
Well, it's like you said, if you imagine walking into your office and having all of this paperwork, really all you're doing is just piling it all into boxes. It's still
there. Absolutely, yes. And once it's in
and
boxes,
you're still surrounded by it, and you can't work out what to do with it. It's just
and you don't even know,
like you've done something.
That's exactly it. You think, oh, I've taken action, but now you can't remember what's in the box. So now you've got to sort the box, and then just all of that. So does that answer that question in terms of the biggest mistake?
All too familiarly. Right. So share some of your top tips with us. Go on.
Okay, well, that's a juicy one, isn't it? My top tips. Right, well, I've given you one tip not to do. Don't go and create loads of folders and don't put A at the top of them. So some top tips. I'm actually going to tie in, well, I'm going to share a couple here, Roberta, and I'm going to tie one in to something that I talk about a lot, as you read out in your introduction, and that's time, something I mentioned at the beginning of this call today as well. Our time as business owners. And there are so many distractions, things that pull our attention, let alone the enormous to-do list that most of us have, that I am a real advocate of getting rid of any extra distraction. So the first tip I want to share with you, and this absolutely relates to email, in fact, I'm going to make it very, very specific to email, is to turn off your email notifications. So these are things that ping at you during the day. And I am tying this into being a business owner and managing our time better, because one of the most effective ways of using email is to go in and just be focused on email when you're in your inbox. Now, I know because I used to do it myself, and I know because of speaking to business owners who I know still do this sometimes, is we have our inbox open, and then we have, I don't know, let's just say a few browser windows open. I know that's for most of us, that's an understatement. I would say probably loads of browser windows open, but there's our email inbox just sitting there. And I don't know if you've ever found, Roberta, but the tendency to just want to, in inverted commas, go and check if I've got an email is kind of almost too much temptation. And there's our email browser sitting there just in the corner open, you know, along with all the loads and loads of other browsers windows we've got open. We just nip in there and it becomes almost compulsive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just hop in and think, is there an email? Is there an email? Is there an email? What's even worse than that is if you have an email notification. So that could be a ping. It could be a little pop-up message telling you you've got some new mail. But if you have that on your screen as well, it's very hard to ignore it, even if you're in the middle of something really, really, really important, something that really, really requires your attention and focus as a business owner. When that ping comes up, that notification, even if you don't go into your inbox, if you're amazingly restrained and don't go into your inbox, you're now thinking about that, the fact that there's something in there. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense, yeah.
So that's the first tip, if you like, the first suggestion, and I really strongly recommend doing this. Find out how to turn off your email notifications. Stop those little pop-up windows appearing. You've got an email. Stop the ping that goes off, because as a business owner, our time is so important, and how we focus is so important, because any distraction takes that focus away and it takes us time to get back to what it was we were doing. I'm going to expand that a little bit. That's the email specific one, but I actually recommend, and this is something I talk about when I talk about time management as business owners, turn off any pings that you've got. One that I see pop up all the time on business owners' screen is on Skype, for example. You get that lovely little flash notification going, I don't know, Roberta is online. And as much as I love to know that Roberta is online, and if I needed to, I could get hold of you, Roberta, at the same time, if I'm in the middle of something, I don't need to know that right now because I'm focused on something else. So turn off your Skype notifications. And I think on Skype, that's under privacy. If anybody on the call listening is looking for that, look under the privacy tab on Skype, and it should show you very clearly how to turn those off. Facebook is another one. And I'm sure I can hear people listening to this call right now going, oh, no. I mean, if email is a time suck, I don't know what Facebook is. But again, those pings that come up that tell you you've got a message, or even worse, that there's just been an update or a notification. And sure, as business owners, we need to stay in touch. It's really important. But in the same way with email, it's great when you can have ring-fenced focus time to say, okay, right now I'm going into Facebook, and you know what? I'm actually going to give myself permission to spend 45 minutes in Facebook. Now imagine how that would feel compared to Facebook being open all the time, or your email account being open all the time. And when you're in Facebook, you know that feeling where you're going, I shouldn't be in Facebook, I should be doing something else. I shouldn't be reading these messages, I should be doing something else. Imagine you could just take that whole kind of guilt and should out of the equation and actually schedule into your day some time specifically where you're allowed to play on Facebook, you're allowed to connect on Facebook. It takes a whole layer of stress out really, 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 really fast, actually. So turn off pings. Oh, that's my technical word for notifications. Anything that pings at you. I mean, even, you know, on your phone, for example, things that ping at you, especially email notifications on your phone. I'm going to talk in a minute about your phone in another way as well, Roberta. But, you know, you're working on your computer or on your laptop, whatever you're doing, and your phone pings to tell you you've got an email coming in. Turn that off as well. You don't need to know while you're focusing on something else. So that's the first thing. Turn off pings. Try, and I really say try because I know it's a habit and I know it's quite hard to break, but try not to have your email browser just open, because the temptation to just check will be, it'll be too much. And one of the things about your email inbox is a lot of it is other people's stuff. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's other people asking you stuff. It's other people needing things from you.
It's their agenda, isn't it? Not yours. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, it's somebody else's agenda, not yours. So is it important to answer those things? Yes, of course, but probably not first thing in the morning. And that's another habit that a lot of us have, and I can certainly put myself in that camp of having had that habit. What's the first thing we do when we turn on in the morning? Open our email inbox. So straight away, we're into somebody else's stuff, somebody else's agenda for our day before we set our own. So there are other ways of dealing with that. I won't go into the detail of that on this call, but just to say, I mean, just even to start with, to observe, you go in the morning, you turn on your computer, just notice what happens when you go into your email inbox. Like, notice how much later it is in the day that you're eventually able to extricate yourself and get on with the things that you know you should be able to. In fact, I will share one more tip there, Roberta, just because that feels like leaving that one hanging a bit.
Yeah.
And this is something I share when I, again, talk about productivity. But one of the simplest things to do to start your day and actually feel like you're achieving something, keep the email inbox closed, set a timer, it could be on your phone or an egg timer, whatever you want, or an alarm clock, for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And just, I've been doing this and it really makes a difference. Yeah.
Have you? Really, just taking 90 minutes first thing in the morning?
That's first thing before email, yeah.
Brilliant. And how have you found it? Have you found that you've been able to get more done?
Really productive, effective time going on, yes, yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great. That's really, really great to hear you've been doing it, because it's your agenda. It's the things you want to do. So that makes a real difference. Can I share one more quite radical tip?
Go on.
This one, when I first heard about doing this, I quite honestly, I was like, that will never work. I just couldn't imagine it, because we're so used to being on all the time. And so the radical tip, I'll say it a bit quietly because it is a bit radical, is turn your business email off your phone. Now, when I first heard that, Roberta, I was like, what? Like, our phones are just kind of glued to us almost, aren't they? Our mobiles and smartphones and whatever else we're using. And I always say when I'm sharing this tip with people, try it out. Like, you can always go back. You don't have to, this isn't an absolute, always, always, ever kind of conversation. But having our business email on our phone, and I won't go into too much detail right now, but if you just cast your mind back to, I don't know, an early morning waking up, and, you know, maybe we've got kids in the house, maybe we've got a husband or a partner in bed next to us, maybe we're waking up on our own, but often our phone's right next to us. Sometimes people use it as an alarm clock. I know I've done that myself too. And when you pick it up, there's a little envelope icon on the front screen that tells you how many emails you've got. So now, even before you've started your day, you know there's stuff to do. And you haven't even got out of bed yet, often. So turning your email off your phone, A, stops that happening, but B, once you know there's stuff in there, how tempting is it to actually go, I'll just have a look? And if you haven't even got out of bed yet, or you're waiting for the kettle to boil, you're probably not even awake fully yet. Are you in the best possible state of mind to A, be reading business emails, but B, be able to answer them comprehensively?
Yeah.
And so often, and I know I speak to business owners who do this, in fact, I was speaking to one a couple of weeks ago who said, oh my gosh, Kate, I so recognise that. She said, I'm waiting for the kettle to boil. I'll have a quick look. Then, of course, it shows as red on my phone. And when I go into the office, that email now shows as red. So I kind of miss it in everything else that's in there in the meantime. So even though I've thought it's important to action, I don't actually action it, or I just lose it. And then it's all this stuff, Roberta, just collects in our heads as excess information, excess stuff, not to mention the impact that if your kids or your husband or your partner has come into the room while the kettle is boiling and now you've read an email and now your head's totally in the email and they just want to say good morning and you're like, not now, because your head is already full and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
That's a good point.
I'm not saying kind of crazy wrong, because I've been there and I know what it's like, but I really, really recommend giving it a go. Turn your email off.
If we're really in the right place to be able to reply to an email, that's when you go and look at it. And
yes.
You don't touch it otherwise. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. I'll give one little caveat to that is if you are regularly travelling for business and your mobile phone is your mobile office, and I know I've spoken to business owners who have exactly that situation. And for myself, when I travel to speak, for example, I will switch it back on for that time that I'm away. This is business trips, by the way. This is not holiday, just to make that distinction. But you can turn it back on while it is literally your mobile office and then turn it back off again when you come home. So that's just a little caveat to that tip.
Okay, great.
Okay, pleasure.
Wow. Now, I've read in some places it's recommended that you check your email once or twice a day.
Mm.
What do you recommend? How often would you suggest checking email?
Yeah, good question. And that links into what we were just talking about in terms of that temptation to check all the time. So I definitely recommend not having your email open all the time. That temptation is far too much, hop in and out, you just get caught up in stuff, as we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we're so used to being on. You know, we really, I think to acknowledge for all of us who are running our own businesses, we are in a 24/7 culture, if you like. We're used to that happening. In terms of how many times I recommend you check, I think twice is good, and I'm very aware that some people listening to this might be going, what? I couldn't possibly only check twice. I think the key thing in here is not how many times, but actually that when you are checking, you give yourself a time period where you're actually going to use that just for email. In other words, not to be juggling five different things or six different things at once, but to say, okay, for half an hour, right now, I'm answering emails. And again, I find using a timer really, really helpful on this. It's amazing how quickly time can go when you're just sucked into your inbox. I'm sure we all know that feeling. So set a timer for 30 minutes, because there's nothing like that clock ticking around. And I really love to use this as a game, not as a kind of, oh my gosh, time's running away, but actually as a game. It's like, how many emails can I answer in the next 30 minutes? And it really focuses your mind. And I always think if you can bring play and fun, yes, even into emails, but into anything with our business, it really helps. So have a game of, I've got 30 minutes, how many can I answer? And just try it out and see. It really kind of helps focus and stops the time just expanding. So I'd suggest that, you know, make half an hour is a good time, and then stop and then carry on with what you wanted to be focused on. And then you can have another half an hour slot, but be careful of it stretching into an hour or an hour and 15 or an hour and a half. Just set it for 30 minutes. In fact, the 24/7 kind of culture, Roberta, is something big businesses, you know, corporations are starting to